No, I isn't much for seaside, myself. However, I got let in, rather, when I saw this bit of paper about a day celebrating dialects. It's in a place called Fleetwood. And I thought I'd gone and see what it were about. So, I gets dressed up and gets me bits some together while course is a bit skittered, so I had to clean them a bit with yard broom before I sets off. But however, I gets to the station and I asked for a ticket to Fleetwood. Why, they said there weren't trains to it. And well, after gone to Blackpool. I thought it were a dowly job when they tell me trains to there stopped running 40 years since. Honey Road. I gets out at Blackpool. Gets the Blackpool train. Weather weren't bad, it were a bit back-endified than ours. With a lazy wind. Sort of gans through you rather than round. Train were full of folks. These sort of things, they held up to their face and kept saying they were on train, why? I mean, only if they could tell they were on train. Why, they had to tell them, I didn't know. See, now I got to Blackpool. I've been told I had to find a thing called a tram. Well, I gets out at station to Lakeview. I wasn't sure what sight looked like. I see buses. I mean, there was Jan was quite insulting. It said, Wesham. Well, everything that I had on had been washed before I came. Ah, bit niche that. Who can't accuse me of being mucky? Bunny Rod, I comes to this spot as said, rum lasses at sight like. I can't. Some of that, however. And there were this real smart lass stood there. She were about 6 foot, right good muscles of her arms, should be good for 14 bales. So I asked her where trams were, and she said if I went down the road to say like, I'd find her. She seemed real nice and friendly like, say I would kiss her as a thank you. And she seemed not to mean why. Did I get a shock? As she pressed up to me, there was lumps where there shouldn't have been, of the mass. You know, great muscles and sight like. And licking down front of her dress, I saw these ears on her chest. Why, I thought I'd kissed one of them transistors or whatever they call it. Well, I needed restoration. See, I sees a pub called Duke of York. Well, that made me feel at him, like. See, I had a pint, and then another, and then I thought, just to make sure beer were all right. And I felt very restored then, and fun a tram. Great rattling, clanking things there. And now we got to Fleetwood. I kenned where I was, as there only mud further on like. And I asked where the spot was, where the door were held, and set off it. I get in to the bar, and I had to have three more pints, to calm me send down after the tram. Psycho rattling and cluntering going on it had. I had to count everything as could have fallen off me. Well, just to see it were there, like. And I glanced it round where the thing were held. I saw this little shortish chap with fairish hair that seemed to have slipped off his head down his face. And I kent two or three words he said, but the rest seemed foreign-like. He said I came from Chorley. But I thought of a Welsh, really. Still, Sure, there's a lot nearer Wales than the spot where I come from. There were Yanatwe of them posh types. I says you're interesting, not for what you say, but where you say it. Honey Road. When I spoke to them, they said as that put us in for Billabow's trophy. Now, I don't know what that means. Is it one of them things Australians sits by waiting for a jumbo? And what's one of them Danish Fleetwood? Ah, I couldn't reckon it up, it was beyond me. So I said I didn't know what about that. I was just trying to tell them I were late.